very good evening to you and a warm welcome to Life Lessons right here on your number one talk radio station. I am your host, Ndafa Happy Jujan, here to keep you company as usual. Now, we started off with a song. Thank you so much to Uncle Fly for holding the mic. And yeah, so now we're going to get right into it. So tonight we're talking about sexual purity in a world filled with so much nakedness and so much filthiness when it comes to sexuality, of course. So, of course, we're also going to discuss about sexual impurity. As much as we're talking about sexual purity, we're also going to talk about sexual impurity. And, of course, bear with me. We're going to go through some deep stuff as we go along the way. So, yeah. Now, I would also want you to partake in this conversation. Of course, not right now directly, but I will open the studio line and perhaps I will do it after an hour, depending on how much I feel like I've covered enough content to get you right ahead and to warm you up on exactly what we're talking about, so that also to open up your mind on what you would want to contribute or perhaps want to share with us, or perhaps questions that you would want us to go over. Now, I don't have all the answers, but we can try and go around it. At the end of the day, it's our show and we are all here to learn from one another. So like I said, tonight we're talking about sexual purity in a perverse and wicked world, but we will definitely also look at sexual impurity, those things that defilement when it comes to sexual aspects. So bear with me tonight. Sure hope that you will be following and you will also be part of the conversation. You'll also contribute so that at the end of the day, so we can learn from each other and make society a better place. Yes. Now, for short commercial break, we're going for a quick short commercial break and we'll be back to get right into this topic. Stay with me.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
So not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who you know does not have the capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past. And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Did you know that in Namibia, over 1.4 million people use their mobile device to access the internet? So why not meet your current and potential customers where they already are? With over 600,000 cumulative users around the world, between the Eagle FM and Imba mobile apps, Eagle Media House has the perfect digital platforms for you to advertise your business, upcoming events, weddings, vacancies, funerals, or any other announcement that you have on their digital billboards in their mobile applications. Put your ad on our digital billboards, and with one tap of the screen, lead users directly to an address of your choosing. For more information, contact Hende at 081-410-9077. That's 081-410-9077.
Welcome back. Like I said, you are tuned into Life Lessons right here on Eagle FM. Now, we're talking about sexual impurity in a wicked and a perverse world. Now, why specifically I chose to bring out that particular topic in the way that I brought it out is because we're living in a world that is filled with billboards, you know, advertisements. Every now and then you see a lady on the billboard, perhaps boobs out in underwear and whatnot. And then also we have music videos. Every now and then, every music video. Okay, I don't really look at songs anymore. It's been a while since I left some of this music quite some time ago. Reason being because I don't want to be provoked. You know, what you feed your eyes kind of like gets projected into your mind. Well, let me say the eyes. I've heard someone say the eyes are eyes penetrate through to your soul. So then they project exactly, they kind of like a doorway. Yeah. They are a doorway also to your heart. And then obviously everything else kind of stems from our heart. The things that we do, the actions that we do, it's all built up. It's all coming from our heart, our actions and all that kind of stuff. So one of the reasons why I really just stayed away from those music videos. Now back then when I would actually see those music videos, you see that it's always women being, perhaps naked around men. It's almost like, it's almost like as if the person who would be in the music video would be like a pimp, sort of to say, and the women must now be naked and show themselves. And sometimes it will be, you'll be with different women. I don't know what that really is supposed to portray if we're talking about sexual purity or we're talking about, faithfulness, you know, and stuff like that. So that type of thing is so rampant now. Every almost like every music video contains those things, contains a woman that's naked, half naked, that is displaying some sort of booty, whatever, what do you call it? Twerking or this kind of stuff. And obviously these things kind of stir up a certain emotion in you, a certain desire in you, because hey, what you look at, you tend to desire, you know? And what about Facebook or what about, social media? Instagram, what about pictures everywhere? What about status, people's status? You know, I remember do so very well. A sister of mine had put up a status, a picture on her status, and the way she posed, of course, sure, I think she was not dressed inappropriately, but then the way she gave that pose, you know, like lips out it's as if the thing was seducing somebody. It's like a seductive sort of post, you know? And I really had to tell her, correct her, to say, my sister, that's your picture. The way you post that picture is just kind of like off. It's as if you are, trying to seduce somebody. You're being sort of like seductive. And if you haven't actually noticed, I've noticed, of course, I'm sure some people have noticed. And I think men will be faster to agree with me to say this is, a common thing with women. Well, they'll post a certain picture and the picture is sort of like seductive. The lips, the way they have been aligned, the way, I don't know, you know, that type of thing. And it's kind of like, sort of like pulling, it's sort of like attracting, you know, it kind of pulls you. If I'm a lady and I look at certain pictures and sometimes they provoke certain things in me, you're like, you know, you, even right then there, you're probably sitting on your bed and you see some pictures. And I've noticed this, like if I look at certain, maybe not in a sequence, maybe I'm on Facebook and a picture pops up of people cuddling or maybe people kissing or people, I don't know. And then another time it actually does. I begin to notice that within me, something is, you know, edgy, you know, something is making me kind of like provoking me to be like, okay, to desire somebody right then. So those are the things that I'm talking about. Why I specifically say billboards, why I specifically say, music videos, you know, it's everywhere, literally. It's everywhere where you see, nakedness everywhere. And it's not just women, it's men as well. I don't know if I've ever told this story, but there was a time I was walking in town and there was this particular guy. I don't know whether he was coming from the gym or he was going to the gym. And all these things were like protruded out, like literally. And I'm this, you know, I'm this type of person. If I look once, I don't want to look twice because I don't want to have my mind running in da 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 da. Because hey, you're a human being and these are things that will definitely provoke you, provoke your spirit, provoke your, you know, what was maybe buried or what was maybe, being kept to say, but then it provokes you in a way, provoke your thoughts, makes you reminds you of certain things maybe that you were involved in that you don't want to be involved in now. Yeah. So that's one of the reasons why I say really we're living obviously in this world where sex is now commercialized. I think I've heard somebody say sex sells. If you take your album and maybe you're a music person and then you put a naked lady over there, that's gonna sell. If you know, and how much more also, when you maybe go on the internet. Well, this doesn't actually happen to me, but I guess it happens to other people on the internet. You're searching something and then boom. nakedness everywhere, pornography pictures everywhere, and you're not even looking for it. And maybe you have already been struggling with a pornography addiction, and you kind of stayed away from it for some time, and then boom, this picture just comes up and pops up, and then hey, you're like, what in the world? You know, why are you trying to fill me with all this? And I've always found it really disgusting. Yeah, I've always really found it disgusting. Like, why would I be interested in watching two people do their things? Like, no, no way. Like, it's just something that is completely, for me, it's just completely, no, man. I'm not interested in seeing people do their stuff and whatnot. It's supposed to be secret, and it's supposed to be sacred as well. You know, sex is supposed to be sacred, and it's supposed to be secret. It's just supposed to be between two people. It's supposed to be only among those two people being comfortable with each other. Yeah. Now, sexual purity is referred to from a Christianity perspective, is often refers to abstaining from sexual activity outside of marriage, example, premarital sex or adultery or fornication. Now, I'm going to use these two words probably a lot within our conversation, fornication and adultery. Fornication now is sex committed by people who are not married, okay? And then adultery is sex that is committed by people who are married. Who are married, let's say, who are married to their partners, but they're sleeping with another person. And then a person who is married that sleeps with a person whom they are not married to, that's then called adultery. So fornication is those who are not married. So bear that in mind so that you don't get confused. Now, it also includes maintaining one's thoughts, one's actions, and one's desires in line with biblical teachings. Okay. And then under this category, sexual impurity means typical associated with acts like fornication, adultery, pornography, lustful thoughts, and homosexual behavior in, you know, and thus are viewed as sins that separate individuals from God. Now in Islamic, they believe that sexual purity emphasizes chastity, modesty, and lawful intimacy within marriage. Sexual impurity under Islam means includes zima, which is unlawful sexual relations, watching pornography, or even physical contact outside the bonds of marriage. So you see, they are very much intertwined. And in Judaism, pardon me, sexuality is considered sacred and powerful. Now, purity laws like those in Leviticus often relate to ritual cleanliness, but also include sexual ethics. Now, impurity, on the other hand, might also involve relations during menstruation, adultery, and incest. Incest is when you're sleeping with an animal. Hinduism and Buddhism believe that sexual purity is tied to dharma. Yeah, I hope I got that, which is moral duty and self-control. And then celibacy is highly valued in spiritual practices. Impurity can mean indulgence in lust, leading one away from enlightenment or spiritual goals. Now, if you notice here that all this, whatever religion, they all believe sexual involvement should be confined within marriage, and then outside marriage it's considered sexual impurity. Now, sexual impurity is not just fornication or adultery, not sleeping with your spouse. We will also get into that. What about sexual impurity in marriage? You know, we will also get into that topic. And also at the end, of course, I would want to do justice and talk about purity now itself. Of course, as I'm discussing, I'm kind of like intertwining them, but then yeah, it will be thoroughly discussed also within that. So now when we're talking about sexual impurity, right? And let me put it like this. When we're talking about sexual impurity, we're talking about things like such as pornography, which I spoke on earlier, watching naked pictures of people. I'm sure people know what is pornography, and then also masturbation, where whether a woman or a man, plays with their genital parts so that they can release or whatever. I don't know how to better explain it. But yeah, that is also considered sexual impurity because it was not designed for you to have pleasure on your own. Sex was not intended for you to, give yourself pleasure on your own. It's supposed to be two people that are giving each other pleasure. And that is why it is, you know, I did read, ethical standards the other time and I made a way that there are certain words that I can't really say before, 7 o'clock on air, but there are words that I can say after 8 o'clock. So I'm going to try to be, trying to be using it in a proverb type of way. There are certain things that I would, and I sure hope that you, the listener who's an adult, are getting what I'm saying, because this is for the sake of children. If should there be children listening at 7 o'clock now, since it's not yet 8 o'clock. So now that is why it is created a woman and a man. Now, as you know, a woman has a different organ from that of a man, and a man has a different organ for that of a woman. And the two of them are designed in such a way that they should come together, and of course, with the activities that come by, and that will produce certain hormones as the two people are engaging, and obviously excitement as well. That's how it's designed for them. It's not just for reprocreation, for procreation. Yeah, it's not just for making children. It's not just for that. It's for pleasure. It's first supposed to be for pleasure. So it's designed in such a way that the woman is able to accommodate the man, and then the two of them derive pleasure from each other. Now, when it's one person that is playing around with their genital parts, you know, it's in a way selfish. Yeah, because there's no way you're supposed to be pleasuring yourself. It's supposed to be two people coming together, and it's also supposed to be legitimate. These two people coming together is supposed to be legitimate. Have you kind of noticed? I don't know if we have noticed, but this is something that I have noticed. That when for women, right? For women, because we, you know, the culture, the culture, the ethical standards, the way society is, you know, how we value marriage so much, you know, marriage is such something that we value within us. And the other time I did speak about also, marriage and how people come, the society comes and celebrate two people coming together, and getting married, whether they are atheists or Christians or Muslims or Buddhisms or whatever. Marriage is a universal language. It's something that is happening all over the world, and people honor it. Yeah. Marriage, in other words, marriage is also something that is sacred. Now, marriage being such a union that is, appreciated in society, you know, this is type of honor that people give to those who are married. It also indirectly, I guess, without speaking, makes us aware and realize that, wait, it's actually supposed to be a man and a woman together, husband and wife together. That's how is society supposed to be. And everything else, and two other people who are engaging in sexual activity who are not married, we have normalized it now. Now it's normal. It's normal standard. It's become normal, because even the way things are now, with the way the world has gone now, with the way technology has gone now, with the TV has put it out there for us now, it's like, it's normal. It's normal to have somebody in the two of you are engaging in sexual activity, before marriage and stuff like that. It's become really normal. Yeah. We even growing up, and imagine even growing up then when I was, a young girl, it was a normal thing for every girl to have a boyfriend. That's normal. That's, you know, that's how we have made it normal. But actually it's not normal. It's actually abnormal. It's not supposed to be like that. But obviously what society tends to accept, everybody else tends to align. Yeah. But then just because majority are doing it, that doesn't mean that it's right. And of course it has consequences. Sex has consequences. And we have noticed that. We have so many kids on the street out there who turn out to be, what you call it, juvenile delinquencies. And because of the action, that's because of the things that we do. Now, as much as sex is something that to be enjoyed and it's pleasurable, we abuse it. Yeah. The people that abuse it, there are few people that actually keep themselves. And I'll tell you also, good reasons, advantages of those who keep themselves. And of course, the disadvantages also of those who don't keep themselves. Now, for those who actually do keep themselves, they keep themselves from the emotional, damages that come with it. They keep themselves from the heartaches that come with it. For a woman, when she's indulging in sexual activity, and I want to say, for a lot of women, because we have also, there are also women who have gotten up to that extent where they, I guess, don't really care anymore. I don't know whether maybe because it's because they've been heartbroken in so many ways, and yeah, and they can be just so promiscuous, and it's, to them, it's nothing. Now, but when a woman gets to that point where she offers herself before marriage, where she allow a particular man to sleep with her before marriage, before she actually does that, yeah, she agrees. She doesn't just stand up and agree to sleep with a man. She kind of like calculates, yeah. She calculates, this man in her mind. She calculates him to see, does he make me feel safe? Does he make me feel loved? You know, they said there must be something. There's usually a reason attached to a woman sleeping with a man, you know, and sometimes it can be false hope as well in her mind. Maybe she's just getting to know this person, and something is telling her that, but then she's telling herself, maybe he will change because she's now getting warmed up to him. Or perhaps at first, as the man is chasing her, she's not really forthcoming, but with time she becomes forthcoming and she gives herself to him. Now, when it reaches to that point where a woman is giving herself to a man, right? So let me say, a lot of women, when it comes to a point where a lot of women are giving themselves to a man, she's usually giving herself with a whole heart, with her emotions, with her, you know, she's completely giving herself to this particular man. Now, for a lot of men, and men, please don't come for me. We come and confirm or deny. Now, for a lot of men, when they do, when they do sleep with a lot of women, sometimes it's just for, status, you know, he wants to add to his score. Maybe the woman is kind of like, seems to be out of his league, and he's telling himself that, can I attain her? Maybe she won't accept me. And then eventually he walks on it. And then eventually when he actually, gets to sleep with her, then he feels like he has attained something. It's something manly about him that, I mean, hey, look at this, you know, she slept with me. And that's then it was just that. He was just pursuing sex. Now, for women, on the other hand, we don't just go in for the sex. Of course, we will give ourselves during sexual activity in our mind will really be invested, but our emotions are there. After that man can actually leave that bed, nothing attached to him, nothing whatsoever. He couldn't even care less if this lady doesn't call him tomorrow. But for the lady, it becomes now more than that. Yeah. That's why you get, some women when they get into certain relationships where they know a man has, this particular man has a woman in his life. Maybe sometimes she knows that he's married, but then, I don't know whether maybe the men keep on pursuing her, or maybe it's out of friendship and they continue being close together and end up sleeping with each other. Although this woman knew that this particular man is married, she will now desire this man for herself. Yeah? She will desire this man for herself. She will want him and I think that's where a lot of marriages get broken, because a lot of men, I tend to think that a lot of men, when they go out and cheat on their wives, in his mind, his reasoning was, okay, my wife is starving me sexually at home, so I'm gonna go out and just find me somebody who's just a fling, you know, something to just satisfy me with, no feelings attached, no nothing and stuff like that, you know, it's just that type of thing. And he never went out with the intention in his brain. He's not going out with the intention of leaving his wife and his kids at home. He's just living out with the intention of just exploring life in their minds and fantasy and trying something new, I guess, just another skirt on the street. And for some also, maybe it's loneliness. Maybe where he is, he's all by himself. The wife is in Walvis Bay and he's in Windhoek, or the wife is in the UK working as a nurse and he's here working as a mechanic, you know. And that's also the danger of distance marriages. Yeah, distant marriages. Actually, when it comes to marriage, you're not supposed to deprive one another of sexual activity. Why? When you do deprive yourself of sexual activity, or when a man is deprived of sexual activity, he tends to look on the outside. Mm-hmm. And you know, there's this very good saying to say that, to the hungry, it's actually a scripture, to the hungry, even that which is bitter sweets. You know, when you're hungry, and even though the food has a lot of salt, it's gonna taste very sweet because, hey, you're hungry, you know. Even the water has a little bit of salt in it, you're not really gonna feel it. But when you are fully satisfied, you will despise some of these things. It's the same scenario when it comes also to marriage. Now, for them, or to men, for instance, if the man is not being sexually satisfied by his wife, he will begin to look on the outside, whether it's because the wife is denying him of sexual activity, or it's because the wife is not there, or maybe the wife is pregnant, or maybe the wife is going through this, or maybe the wife is unclean, you know, untidy. Some of these things pushes the men away. So now, as they're kind of making love, she gives off some odor, whether it's maybe she doesn't brush her teeth very well, or it's an odor down there, or it's what, so many things. And some odors are actually, not because the person is not cleaning themselves. There are some natural odors that are just really strong. And for that, I'll recommend you to see a doctor, and they will do something for you. Now, if you have gone to so many different doctors, don't give up. Keep on trying to see how you can get help. Yeah. And yeah, so it can help you. So yeah. So why, that's one of the reasons why this long distance marriages is highly discouraged. Now, I was still on that point where I'm talking about, but I had to have a scheduled commercial break coming up. But we're just getting started with this topic. Do stay tuned. I'll come and continue right where we left off. And yeah, so let's go for that short commercial break, and we'll be back to continue. Stay with me.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
The best just got better. Bharti's fiber packages that give you unbeatable internet speeds at unbelievable prices. Enjoy speeds of up to 10 megabits per second, starting from just 500 Namibian dollars, excluding VAT. Sign up now for these fiber packages that are pushing the boundaries of innovation, so you can enjoy more connectivity, faster browsing at even more affordable prices. Visit your nearest Bharti's offices to find out more, or go to bharti.africa/Namibia to sign up online.
Okay. Now I see that I've gone into marriage. I started off with marriage, and I thought that will actually be the ending part. And yeah, I thought I would first start off with the singles, but I guess it just, as the conversation was going, I started with, but Singles, please hang in there. We're still getting into our topic. We're still getting right to you, okay, to the COVID, to the singles, so that both sides actually do benefit from this conversation. Now, what I was saying, to say that for men, I tend to think and to believe that a lot of men, when they actually go into infidelity, because that's also now sexual impurity, when they go into infidelity, it's not that they were planning to, not just when they go into infidelity, but when they do end up leaving their wives for the next lady, it's not just because, it's not that they were planning to do that, but I tend to think that for them, the idea was, no, it's just going to be fun. And just for that moment that my wife will recover from whatever, from the time that she gave birth to the baby and that kind of stuff. Or maybe since we're going through so much this, now before they do know it, they'd start becoming so attached to the other person who's not their spouse. And all of a sudden now the other woman, remember what I said before? Now the woman seems to be becoming attached to this man, knowing very well that he is married or he has a home somewhere else. She starts to pull him off to himself, because that's how women are, you know? That's our nature, to love, you know, to have a particular man by your side, to be there for him, to cook for him, to take care of him, to make sure that his clothes are clean, to ensure that you spot that his vest is old and he needs a new vest. That's a woman role, you know? So when it's given, handed over to them, whether in marriage or not in marriage, women tend to, you know, one thing I've noticed when a woman loves a man, yeah, is that she will make sure that this man is well taken care of. Not only well fed, well clothed, well rested, well what, she will ensure that he is so well taken care of. Now imagine a particular woman who the man was just committing infidelity with her, and she begins to take over this man. She begins to give him all the love, all the attention. She begins to massage his feet and massage his back and ask him, honey, how was work today? And then he tells her about the bad day that he had. And she reassures him to say, oh, I'm so sorry. While she's offering advice while she's massaging his back or massaging his feet. And she's cooked a nice meal, okay? She's cooked a nice meal for this man. He eats well and he goes to bed, rested. His body's well rested. And the wife is not doing that. Now, this is a man who had initially just said, I'm only going there for this meantime. He ends up realizing that, wait, when I go home, I'm so grumpy. I'm so, I want to stay here. Yeah. And then boom, that's how the man ends up leaving his wife to the other woman. That's just one of the things that I think, yeah? I'm sure that there's a lot of reasons why a lot of people leave and why a lot of marriages don't work out or break up or whatever, or a lot of reasons for divorce. And I can't exhaust all of them. I don't know them. That's one that I just came to realize at this point that, you know what? I think this could also play a role. Yeah. So now that's sexual impurity that the man is engaging in. But then on the other hand, now when this man decides to actually, if he does decide to, hey, it's over, I'm going to focus on my family, I'm going to focus on my children, I'm going to focus on my wife, then the lady is going to feel used. She's going to feel, you know, broken. She's going to definitely be broken. But remember, she entered this, pardon me. She entered this knowing that he is in, he has a spouse. But the heart is kind of like trying to not, realize that. It's trying to not, pick that up, or it's trying to ignore that, although it's reality. Now it leaves a lot of damage. Yeah. And that's why, staying away from, being sexually pure is actually a protection, your all. It's a protection for your mind. It's a protection for your emotional well-being. It's a protection for your physical well-being. It's literally a protection, you know? Have you ever noticed someone say, I'm not interested in being in a relationship because relationships can be so draining, you know, especially when you, you've been having a relationship with somebody, and I'm now off marriage for now, where you've had a boyfriend or a girlfriend that intended to break your heart. And then all of a sudden you feel the heartache that comes with it. I will never forget when I was a teenager and this particular boy broke my heart to the core. I cried like nobody's business. Or even times where I have cried in my marriage, you know, where I've cried to the core, you know, with the pain that comes with that. So relationships can be so painful. Now, when you are sexually pure, or you're trying to keep yourself sexually pure, it protects you, whether you're married or you're single. It protects your mind, because with sexual impurity comes with a lot of heartache, comes with a lot of pain. And I feel like it also comes with a lot of confusion, because your mind is distracted. You know, when a person is in a relationship and then boom, all of a sudden the other person says they don't want them anymore, or they find out the other person is cheating. My goodness, the picking yourself up, even going to work, the pain that comes with that. And I say that because I felt it. I have felt it at some point in my life. Like, shoo. It's as if you have been pierced, with a sword in your heart. So now imagine if you keep yourself pure from that. You are actually avoiding some of these things. You are completely, protecting yourself from these things. Yeah. Now let's get, furthermore into saying, you know, there's a saying that says, allow him to sleep with you before marriage. You need to know how good he is in bed. Well, that statement alone has ruined more lives than we are willing to admit. Yeah. It's not just about the heartbreak. And now I was just talking about the heartbreak, right? But it goes beyond the heartbreak. What about those things that follow? It's the break in confidence. You become so less confident when you're coming when you're with this particular person, and all of a sudden, boom, they just leave you. You begin to wonder if you're worthy for somebody. You ask yourself, wait, am I really? What's wrong with me? Maybe it's because of this. You begin to blame yourself for so many things. You know, it's also the break in identity. It breaks who you are, or who you saw yourself to be. You know, that person you look yourself in the mirror, maybe 5 months ago, you're looking yourself in the mirror, you bought some nice clothes and you're like, I am so beautiful, you know, and maybe, oh, I've got this beautiful nose. You know, that's something beautiful about yourself, or, you know, that boosts up your confidence. And all of a sudden you meet this person. Okay. Things were going well. And all of a sudden things are not working out, and it's a heartbreak. My goodness. Your identity gets lost in the process. You don't see those things anymore. You just see some maybe ugly person, or, some, I don't know, you begin to wonder. And especially if they've left you for another person, you begin to compare. Maybe you are dark in complexion and she's light in complexion. If it's a man that has been left, vice versa, maybe she's short and you're tall. You begin to doubt yourself, to question yourself. You begin to wonder about your self-worth, you see? So it's not just about the heartbreak. It's a break in your identity. It's a break in your confidence. It's a break in your trust. And for many, it's a break in destiny. It's a break in destiny. So many people, you know, have lost out on a great destiny that they were supposed to have or to pursue, you know, a destiny the way they were supposed to reach. But because of sexual impurity, it hindered them. Mm-hmm. Now we've normalized a dangerous belief that sex is the ultimate test of compatibility. That if you don't test the waters, you drown in marriage. No, you need to taste how, you need to see how she is in bed. Is she able to even produce children? You need to see, you know, can she do this? Can she do that? That is a dangerous thing that we have normalized, because so many of us are walking around. So many of us are broken people. And guess who broke us? It's those people that we trusted our hearts to. So many people are in their marriages, but they are busy thinking about their ex. So many people married the wrong person, all because of the consequences of sexual impurity. You know, so many people got attached. Some people married for the sake of, he's the father of my kids and I don't want to have my kids having so many different dads, hence why I settled down with him. Or even if for some another person, well, he got me pregnant, so we decided to get married. But you're never really attached to this person in the first place. Of course, it can be all roses and gloomy and not gloominess, but it can be all roses and happiness in the beginning until in the core of the marriage. I think if we're ever going to talk about laying a foundation for a good marriage, we will have to start off with the basics of who are you sleeping with? Or how many people have you slept with? What scars have they left on you? You know what? And these are things that we need to tell our young ones. Now, but you know very well that when you and I were teenagers, we were not listening to when auntie was saying, stay away from that boy. We were not listening when uncle was saying, stay away from boys. You felt like, hello, you lived your life and now you're married. Now you want me to stay away from my person. What's wrong with you? Like, how am I supposed to know that this person is my legitimate partner if I don't test the waters, if I don't get to be with them, you know? So we have normalized a dangerous belief. And that is why so many of us are walking around with broken hearts. We're walking around with hearts that have been damaged, but damaged by other people. We gave ourselves, you know, to people that broke our hearts, and we broke hearts as well. You know, it's not just always about my heart has been broken. We broke hearts too. You get. So, yeah. So that's a dangerous belief that we have normalized. What, cause no one talks about how many women have drowned already. What no one talks about is how many women have drowned already, not in marriage, but in the aftermath of premarital sex that led nowhere. Because for women, remember, what I said in the beginning, we give ourselves, we give our all, we give our energy, we give our time, we give our resources, you know? And that's why you will find a man who, even if he had a lot of money, but he didn't have a woman to help him manage those things. A woman is sort of like a manager in a relationship. That's what I want to see it as. That's how I see it. She comes and manages stuff. She comes and manages you. And if she loves you and she's completely into you, she will manage you so good. Now, what about the aftermath of this woman managing you so good and all of a sudden and giving herself to you, giving her body to you, and it doesn't work out? What about the aftermath of that? She gave her body. She gave her emotions. She gave her trust. And in return, she's left with memories. She's left with regrets. She's left with questions that haunt her sense of self. So many questions lingering in her mind, wondering, did he really love me? Was he using me? What could have been of this? How much more when a child is involved? And these two people have to constantly talk about the child, you know? Let me tell you this, and I want to be very frank and honest. Back then, and especially, and I think it was about the time when I got married, and looking back at the partners that I've been with, I regretted so badly, like, why didn't I just wait and kept myself chaste, you know, for this person? And I could have just given why didn't I just, because look at all the Simonis that lied to me, that said I will marry you, that said I love you, that said, you know, all these beautiful things that they said to me, and then boom, they said I was beautiful, and all of a sudden, was I no longer beautiful? What about all those beautiful comments that they said to me? And, you know, but one thing that I kind of like appreciated was, if we can be realistically honest, and you look at the people in your past, had a child been produced from every one of those relationships, or every one of those people that you had slept with, the amount of problems that you'll be having now, because when you see that Simony or that Johnson or that whoever and where he is now, and you begin to ask yourself, what in the world was I thinking? You know, have you ever kind of like sat down and appreciated the fact that, hi, thank goodness I didn't come out to the child with who, you know, because you begin to see their real character. And I'm sure for some of us, maybe the other person is saying, I thank goodness I never got a baby out of who, you know, out of her, because the way she's, because we were not compatible. The two of you were not compatible. But the aftermath that come after that, not just the fact that maybe a baby has come out and the two of you can agree on things, it's more than that. What about the aftermath of things that have happened and you are like, oh my word, with all these things that come with it. Sicknesses also come from that. But I guess today we're not really dwelling on that. But yes, sicknesses also comes from that. And there's a lot of regret of as to why, you know, he said he couldn't marry someone he hasn't tested. Or she said she needs to know that if I'm functioning, and you believed him or you believed her because society sold you to the lie that your worthiness is tied in performance. Mm-hmm. And I repeat that. Society lied to you that your worthiness, how worthy you are, is tied to performance. And you get people who are so bold to say, I don't want to marry a girl that has forget marriage. Let's not even go there. I don't want to be with a girl who is not engaged in sexual activity at all because she's immature. She doesn't know anything. She's that type of thing. But that mindset, yeah, is a wrong mindset, because for you, yourself alone, going about sleeping well with all these people, there was a time I had this saying that says, it's a social saying that the person that you sleep with all the other people that they have slept with. However, how true that is, I don't know. Now imagine the person that they have slept, you have slept with every other person that I've slept with, that I can't even begin to fathom that, you know? So now what happens when the test doesn't lead to marriage? Because a lot of us women, we give ourselves to men because, hey, wait, for marriage sake. I still remember when I lost my virginity and I said, we're going to talk very frank on this life lessons, right? I still remember when I lost my virginity. It's not because I really wanted to engage in sexual activity and I was a teenager. No, I did it because I didn't want to lose my boyfriend, because he's going to find someone else that's going to sleep with him and I'll lose him. And wait, this is my potential husband, you know? And these are the lies that we keep being fed with as women. And you would say, you would think that this lies only happen, or we only believe them when we are naive. Like when I'm saying when I was a teenager. But even at this age, we still allow ourselves to be lied to. You know, we still give ourselves to people. We still just, you know, not calculating that this thing, there could be an aftermath here. And since a lot of us women, we have this thing to say, yeah, he's going to marry me, he's my husband. And that's also one of the reasons why a lot of women cohabitate. Yeah, they go into cohabitation because he will eventually marry me. But what happens when he doesn't marry you? What happened when he doesn't marry you? And that is why also when in cohabitation, she begins to see that, wait, this person is not worthy. And I want to say that word worthy. It's not worthy to be my spouse. It's not worthy to be my husband because he already treats me like garbage. But because you are looking for the end goal of proving to your parents that this man is eventually going to marry me, you're trying to prove to your auntie who warned you not to move into that man, maybe because she's also speaking from experience, you're so blinded to see his mistakes and you blindly go into the marriage so that you can prove to society that, wait, he was not just living with you, eventually going to marry you. And that's where the problems in the society start. Because our constitution is so clear that a family is the fundamental unit of a society. And we now in a society where a lot of us women are single parenting our children. Where's the dad? You begin to ask yourself. So many women are single parenting their children, boys, and it's a fact. You know, I hear women saying, I'm both the mother and the father, and it can never be. You can never be a father to that child because there are qualities that you as a woman don't have that only a father will be able to instill in that boy. Yeah? And that is why we can't effectively train up some of the kids because you are only able to give your part. And because you are also single parenting, the stress is so much. You're taking up a role of both a mother and a father. You now get to this point where you are stressed and you're saying all those bad words to the kids and you are ever shouting, you're ever complaining, you are ever this and that. And you end up training up and you end up, you know, bringing up children who are becoming a replica of you, and you didn't want your kids to be a replica of you shouting and shouting at other kids and beating other kids. This is one thing I've realized, that our children kind of sometimes, not always, but sometimes they project to other children how we treat them. You know, if you're ever shouting at your child, they will shout at them. I think I remember there was a time I slapped my child. I'm not remembering now which one of them it was. And guess what? At one time when they were playing with other kids, they slapped the other one. And where does it seem from? They saw it on mommy. He or she saw mommy. That's what mommy does, so it's normal. And then you want to get angry, especially when you're in a public place, to say, you don't slap others, you don't do that. It's just that our kids can't really tell us, mommy, I've learned this from you. You know? So we are, our actions, the pleasures of today, they have consequences. Of course, sex is beautiful and it's enjoyable and it comes with pleasure, but it comes with consequences. Sometimes dire consequences. Sometimes consequences that destroy our destiny. Consequences that destroy that which we're supposed to get. Consequences that lead. For instance, you have a good job and you're doing a really good job at your work and your colleagues notice that. And then for some reason you got close to the boss and boom, before you know it, you and the boss are having an affair. A promotion was already on the way for you and you don't even know how it happened. You just started going out for coffee and started talking about work. Or maybe you've been working late hours. The work was so much and you needed, this particular time to be working late hours and he drops you at home. And before you know it, you know, he starts complimenting you. And before you know it, and maybe he also wasn't his intentions. And before you know it, you guys, end up sleeping with one another. And then, for some reason, because secret always comes to the light, for some reason, one of your colleagues found out that the two of you are sleeping together and it happens to be that colleague that doesn't like you. And she told the other one, and now the whole company knows that you're sleeping with the boss. Now, every other good thing you did, even times when you genuinely did put in the work and the boss was supposed to give in a word with to others to say she deserves a promotion. It's not going to come anymore. That promotion is not going to come anymore. And because of shame and humility that you're feeling, you may end up quitting that job. Perhaps you'll get another job, but it will take another time to build that trust, to build that relationship, to build that work ethic to actually get the promotion that you needed. You see? Sexual impurity has consequences. At the end of the day, we do pay for our actions. Sexual impurity comes with consequences, very dire consequences. Do you know that sexual impurity can also make you end up marrying the wrong person, marrying the wrong man or marrying the wrong woman? Maybe you have a box that you're ticking. She's good and bad. She's kind. She's polite. She's got a career. She just graduated her degree the other year. She's on to her master's. She's this. All the right boxes being ticked. But what about compatibility? Are you two really compatible? And then boom, you marry her. And then you realize you've married the wrong person altogether. But wait, there's no reverse gear. In marriage, there's no reverse gear. You got here now. There's now no reverse gear. You are stuck with this person. Or maybe you do end up leaving them. But that sky's still there. You know, you want to get it right the first time, but now, that sky's still there. And whoever you get in a relationship with, it kind of, this scar, this, that alone reflects back, comes to your mind. So as much as we are ticking the box of she's good and bad, she's there for me, or he's there for me, he sends me money, he checks up on me. Have you checked the box of compatibility? Are we on the same page? Because you get people who get married who are on completely different pages. What looks minor now, we'll work around it. We'll sacrifice, we'll compromise. That is exactly what's going to eat at you when you are inside it. Because all of a sudden, you think your kids should wear long dresses to school, and he thinks, I couldn't care less whether the kids wear mini skirts or whatever. You think that the toothpaste should be, squeezed from the end, and she couldn't care less whether she's squeezing from the middle. And you, on the other hand, don't want your kids to grow up in the city. You kind of want your kids to grow up at the village because city life is becoming, not so, I don't know, easy for both of you, for the kids. And she thinks, you know, she actually wants to travel the world and go to the UK. You want to be back here, in your home country and build a beautiful house at the village and have another beautiful house in the city. Have you ticked those boxes of compatibility, or you're just thinking about he's good and bad? I mean, when two people get into marriage, sometimes, of course, remember what I said in the beginning, that marriage is not just for reprocreation. It's not just about making babies. It's for enjoying each other sexually. But a lot of singles have this notion that when I get married, every single day, me and my wife be doing it anytime we want, blah, blah, blah. Maybe the first few days, maybe. But sometimes that little thing, that unresolved thing will even just get you out of the mood of I'm not even interested. Or maybe the challenges that the two of you are now facing, the challenges that come with marriage, whether maybe it's financial challenges that you're facing, or maybe it's not financial challenges, you perhaps are not getting a baby, or just the many challenges that happen, kind of they hinder you from actually being able to enjoy sex in marriage, because there's so much that is actually happening. Yeah. So we're still on Okay. So engaging in sexual activity with a person or before you actually settle down and this becomes your spouse doesn't guarantee emotional connection. It doesn't guarantee commitment. And it doesn't guarantee marriage. It doesn't even guarantee sexual satisfaction in the future. Of course, the enjoyment might be there now because, hey, you buy KFC, you bring chocolate, you bring flowers every now and then, or everything just seems to be aligning. You know, I think sometimes we fantasize too much. We look at it like it's all going to be a bed of roses. But you know what it does? It leaves behind fragments of yourself, fragments of your values, fragments of your self-esteem. And let's stop pretending it's harmless because it's not. Let's be honest with ourselves and realize it is harmful. Now, when a man truly loves you, he will not need your nakedness to validate his decision. Have you noticed that some girls make up their mind? I have a friend of mine from high school who got a baby with this particular guy and things were not so good. And then she got a baby with another guy and things were not so good. And guess what? She decided no more. She decided I'm going to be... Calibrate, you know, I'm not going to be indulging in this. She just made a decision that, you know what, I guess the fear of what having another baby daddy and things not going to, you know, the frustration that comes with that. I think that pushed her to say, you know what, it's not worth it. It's not worth it. Now, when a lady gets to that point, some may actually mock to say, if you don't open up to him, he's going to find someone else. Mm-mm. And here's the catch. Now, when a man truly values you, he will not need your nakedness to validate his decision to marry you. He will be more interested in your mind, yeah? In your heart, in your vision, in your values. There are people who actually decide from the outside that this is my wife. This is my husband. Before they even get into sexual activity, it just becomes obvious that, you know what? She's the one. The way she carries herself, the way she speaks, the way she... I don't know, the way she treats people, you know, and because when you're sleeping with somebody, you become so blinded. Even the way they treat people, it blinds you. He's also, you know, he's so cute. He's so what? He's so, you become so blinded because you know, sex is a bond. It's a connection that ties to people. And if society was going back to its roots, and I don't have hope that it actually will, but I'm just saying, I don't see that, obviously, that it's going there, but I hope, baby, I don't know. Like, with the way things are going now, it feels like it's just getting more and more rampant, you know? Now, if we can go back to the root of our forefathers, yeah, like my colleague would say, our ancestors, our sisters, the people who are dead, né? Yeah, okay. So if we can go back to our grandparents, our great-grandparents, for before polygamy, I'm talking about now, at that point where a man and a woman, they were clinged to each other, and they had their homestead, and they would build their house, and they would do this, and they would do that, they would raise up their children. It was a strong bond. Yeah? Because I think for two people, when they come together and they're engaging sexually, of course, there are certain hormones that are released, you know, certain chemicals that are released, and there's this bond that is being created. Now, Now, if these two people are into each other, they really love each other, they are together and they are built, they have the power to build something. And now imagine a particular village where each person is with their person, you know? And those who are not with their person, they wait for the right time until they marry the right person. How will that village be built? Yeah, because it's not going to be filled with broken people who have slept with that one and slept with that one, with all the negativity that comes with it, with all the diseases, of course, that comes with it, with all the pregnancies and left behind, and with all the brokenness, and with all, we see so many men, I don't know the statistics, whether they are many or they are not. We see men also in society who are so broken because they invested so much in this particular sister, maybe when she was going to school, and they support, then all of a sudden, boom! She graduates and she's not interested in him anymore. That man is gonna be crushed emotionally. He's gonna be damaged. His ego is gonna be damaged. Yeah? He won't be confident anymore. And I think also that's one of the reasons where I did read on someone's Facebook not so long ago, and it was actually a Namibian person who was talking about how this girl, he supported in this and this and that, and she broke him, and she said she's gonna refund him all the money. But what about all the time, all the energy, all the whatever planning that went through his mind with that particular sister? What about that? So it has consequences. Sexual impurity has consequences. Yeah, it does. Now, whether you have been heartbroken before in the past, whether you have been in a relationship and you have been heartbroken, and whether you are married and maybe things didn't work out, the moment you take that step to get into something that somewhere looks like it's, yes, it's going well and whatnot, and at some point, boom, doesn't work out, you will be going many steps backwards. And to come back to your senses, it will take time. So it has consequences. Whether you are a teenager, whether you're an adult, whether, you know, it has consequences. Even to the married person, for you who's seeing that sister at work that is so respectful, that she makes you coffee, that your wife is always nagging when she's making you coffee. Now, the enjoyment that you're going to enjoy with her, it has consequences. The pleasures that we're enjoying at the moment, they have consequences. And that's exactly why I think I brought out this topic today, to make us realize that, of course, sex is beautiful, you know, especially when you're doing it to the person that you like so much or that you love so much. But hey, it has consequences, honey. Are you prepared for the consequences that come with it? The lack of confidence in yourself, the regret that's gonna come with it, the brokenness that's gonna come with it, the shame that's gonna come with it. Maybe when, maybe for you, it's something secretive that you're engaging in, and all of a sudden, boof, it's been released to the world or to, society that you're around. Are you prepared for that? Those are the questions I want us to ask ourselves. And within the fly, I know I spoke about, what if you were on the path where you're like, I'm going to keep myself. Yeah. I'm going to wait for that one person who, when we speak, I realize, this is my spouse. This is the person that I want to build my house with. This is the person that I want to spend the rest of my life. This is the person that I want to cuddle with. This is the person that I want to tell my stories when I come from work and I'm tired and I'm exhausted. This is a person that I want to trust myself with when I am weak. Yeah? And for those of you who are on that path, and then maybe while you are on that path, something broke you. You fell, or you almost fell. It's never too late to pick yourself up again, because the aftermath that comes with sexual impurity, with engaging with somebody that you are contemplating, you would not, just not sure, you're worried, you're concerned. The aftermath of it might be very bad. and the aftermath of it might cost your destiny. So now, as much as you have met this beautiful person, this nice person, this kind person who makes you feel so valued, who makes you feel so loved, it's more than that. Yeah, it's more than that. And that feeling might just be for a moment. And here's the catch. Sex is beautiful, but only in marriage. Only with your spouse, where you are secure and you're sure. And even in marriage, that particular person, if you get it wrong the first time, you will feel every inch pinch of salt. So don't let temporary pleasure destroy permanent value. Now, this generation doesn't just need sexual freedom. It needs sexual wisdom. It needs the courage to stand for something pure. Even when the world calls it outdated, honey. Because how many people are soaking their bed, their pillow at night because of a breakup, because of a heartache? They can be in their 40s, they can be in their 30s, in their 50s. How many? But it starts with a choice. It starts with withdrawing yourself also. You can meet somebody who is a wonderful person, and then you wish you had met this person a long time ago before you met your now spouse. You know, there's this thing that I've heard that for those who are married, you know, you will meet other people who are better than your spouse. Of course, who are smarter than your spouse, who are more beautiful than your spouse, who are more educated, more intelligent, who are smart, fast thinkers than your spouse. But I think that's where the test also comes in. Why are you with your spouse? You know, your commitment to that person. Why? You can leave that which you are building for the other pleasure, just for it not to work out. And then you end up losing the other person and what you had already. Yeah. So at the end of the day, I think let's stop preaching convenience. Yeah. One night stands. So many babies came out of one night stands. And some daddies, some of those who fathered those kids want nothing to do with them, or maybe want something to do with them, but that connection with the mother may not be there permanently. It might just be a thing of sending money to buy diapers and what, but not being in the child's life. But it's a consequence of their action. So we need to stop talking about convenience and start teaching consequences. Now, of course, it might feel exciting to indulge yourself in this moment of pleasure, but for many, it ends in regret that lingers far longer than the pleasure ever lasted. Mm-hmm. And you deserve better. We all deserve better. Purity is possible. And it's still powerful. There's something about purity that's just so beautiful. But we'll get right into that after the commercial break. And our studio line will be open after the musical break. I'll see you. You're tuned into Life Lessons right here on Eagle FM. Today, we're talking sexual purity and the consequences and the aftermath that come with it. Stay tuned.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
fraud. So
not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Did you know that in Namibia, over 1.4 million people use their mobile device to access the internet? So why not meet your current and potential customers where they already are? With over 600,000 cumulative users around the world, between the Eagle FM and Imba mobile apps, Eagle Media House has the perfect digital platforms for you to advertise your business, upcoming events, weddings, vacancies, funerals, or any other announcement that you have on their digital billboards in their mobile applications. Put your ad on our digital billboards, and with one tap of the screen, lead users directly to an address of your choosing. For more information, contact Hende at 081-410-9077. That's 081-410-9077.
I leave away for life.
Welcome back. You are tuned into Life Lessons right here on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. I am your host, Ndafa Happy Juju. And as usual, bringing you another thought-provoking conversation that I want you to go back and ask yourself those questions. Perhaps you were somebody that had laid out some boundaries or some high moral standards for yourselves for reasons only known to you, for maybe for very good reasons. And perhaps you found yourself kind of like forgetting them. So I guess I'm here today to remind you of that. Now let's get into maintaining sexual purity, and how you can actually help yourself to continue maintaining your sexual purity. Now, earlier I spoke about sexual purity. Impurity is not just about the actual action itself, but other things that we indulge in, such as pornography, such as masturbation, such as, you know, all other things. Now, you staying away from these things, staying away from defiling yourself, defiling your eyes with it, is a form of keeping yourself. Because at the end of the day, what you see, you might want to actually put into action, slowly but surely kind of works on you. Now, some of the things you may want to do is setting boundaries. So establish personal values for yourself, define what sexual purity means to you, and set clear boundaries for yourself. And avoid tempting situation. Yeah. Be mindful of situations that may compromise your values. Avoid tempting situations such as particular movies that are, you know, that kind of like arose. For instance, you're trying to keep yourself sexually pure and you're watching all those, movies that kind of provoke you and then make you want to settle for anything that is just the, so avoid those ones. Avoid those type of things. Also avoid being in a room with your friends where each one of them is hanging out with their boyfriend or you're hanging out with their what. Those situations that just you don't want them to tempt you, don't want you them to provoke you. Well, set boundaries for yourself. And also avoid that particular person, you know, that particular person. Maybe it's an ex or maybe it's somebody that you have a crush on, but you don't really wanna, you know, cross your values that you've set for yourself or your boundaries you've set for yourself. Then avoid being with them or avoid being in a secluded place, with particular people or with the opposite sex, you know, avoid that so that you don't engage, you don't get tempted to engage in something that you are trying to set boundaries for yourself. Also, build healthy relationships. Well, it's possible to have healthy relationships even with the opposite sex, yeah, but they have to be set on certain boundaries. Also, surround yourself with positive influence. Spend time with people who support and encourage your values, who also have certain values. Because at the end of the day, if you have a friend who has a particular who's in a relationship and always comes to show you the chocolate that he bought for her, the flowers, the nice things, it might tempt you to say, oh, maybe I also, and it's and then that's leading up to peer pressure. You can't like just doing it because everybody else is doing it when you actually had standards for yourself, right? And communicate also openly. Do discuss your boundaries and expectations with your friends, or with a particular partner. Maybe you are in courtship, maybe you're about to get married, but then you and your partner have told yourself that you don't want, to engage in anything sexual before the relationship. Even if maybe yourself, you're not a virgin, you had engaged in sexual relationships in the past, but for some reason you just felt like you have good reasons why you want to maintain both your purity, him and yourself, and you really want to make sure that even on your wedding night, it's gonna be the first time, and you have put up these boundaries for yourself. So avoid secluded places with your partner if that's what you mean. If that's what you want. Avoid spending too long of a time together and avoid the cuddliness, because it will prompt into something that will lead to something. And then at the end of the day, you fail yourself for the standards you had wanted to reach and you didn't, you know, and you had hoped. And I mean, and perhaps your wedding is soon happening and you will get to eventually enjoy your person. And also the beauty of, actually giving yourself to your person, knowing that this is my person. Society has embraced them. My parents have accepted. We've been given the green light. How beautiful. You know, when you're eating your chocolate in peace that you didn't steal, that you just legitimately got out of the shop, compared to a chocolate that you are eating and you stole it, you kind of eating it in a hurry. You know, it's sweet, but you kind of like rushing, you know, yeah. But you don't want that. You want that which you legitimately got, you know, that which is legally yours, so you can eat it so very well. So yeah, that chocolate that you got very well out of the shop, you bought it, you know that this is my chocolate. Even the old people in the shop know that I bought my chocolate, so I will eat it freely in peace. You know, for some women also, some women don't freely give themselves or fully give themselves out in relationships, because, you know, as women, we have this thing that my husband, and I think that's a lot of mistakes that a lot of men don't know, that if you want this woman to really release her whole love and attention and, you know, to you, do the right thing, you know, and the lady will do everything that she's supposed to do. Now, us ladies also, we can be sometimes otherwise. We'd say what we're gonna do this, and then we end up not doing it. Well, for those who are doing it, well, thumbs up for you ladies. So set clear boundaries, even with your partner. Try not to be in a secluded place, because hey, this is flesh. It will get provoked into something else, and before you know it, you're breaking your own boundaries, and that will lead to low self-esteem, low confidence. You just, you know, be doubting a lot of things, and you don't want that. Now also do focus on self-care. Prioritize emotional well-being. Yeah. It's very important. Engage in activities that promote emotional health and stability. You know, sometimes a lot of people engage in sexual activity because they are lacking a particular emotional attention. If you can confide in a sister, or confide, or if you're a guy, you can confide in a brother, or get a very close friend to you who's the same sex as you, and you guys can be talking about certain things. You go out and do certain things and do certain activities, it can actually help elevate your mind from continuously thinking about you being single and wanting a partner and not having one. Yeah. So prioritize emotional well-being, because that lack of emotional attachment may be one of the reasons that actually push you into the arm of somebody, and it was just because of lack of emotional attachment, or maybe you're broken from a particular some way, and now this person gives you the ear. This person is just there. They listen to you. They are so genuinely into you, and you fall for them. And then before you know it, all the standards you had placed for yourself gone out of the window, and they drain, but we've already gone through the drainings that come with it and the consequences that come with it, the bad consequences that come with it. Then they come along, and now all of a sudden, even at work, you're not functioning so well. You are discouraged, you're sad, you're broken, you're so many things. Now that could have been avoided. And also cultivate self-awareness. Recognize your thoughts, your feelings, and your desires. Yeah. I'm saying suppress them. Be vocal about them. Speak to somebody about what you're feeling. Speak to a mentor about your desires. You know, do you know that the body can actually be, you can actually subject your body. Of course, your body might have gotten used to eating this beautiful chocolate, and all of a sudden, you're telling the body that, no more chocolate. Hi, it's gonna be not easy. But as you practice and you exercise, and there'll be probably times where you will soak your bed in tears, because you want chocolate and you cannot get the chocolate and you're depriving your body of the chocolate. But you won't die if you don't eat the chocolate. You know that. But then at that moment, your body is telling you chocolate, chocolate, chocolate. Now, when I'm saying chocolate, I still hope that you guys have to know what I'm talking about, because I gave the example even just not so long ago. Do seek soul support as you go to your mentor for guidance as well, for advice also from trusted individuals, okay, from somebody that you can really trust, or even from professionals that can help you. But I always prefer somebody that you know, that you're really close to, that can help you accountable. Now, you can also connect with others who have gone through similar things or who have similar values that they looking out to. You can also connect with them. You know, the beauty of social media also and WhatsApp, you are able to even be in a group where you are a set of people who have the same goals and pursuing the same things, where you encourage each other, you speak to each other about your struggles, you speak to each other about things you're going through, and they can be people that you have never even met. So that's actually something really wonderful. Yeah, but then also it has to be, if it's too many people, your what you share in there might not really be kept sacred as you're hoping. There might be somebody among you who is revealing what you guys are talking about, and you wouldn't want that. Now, do stay accountable. Yeah. Do a regular self-reflection. Evaluate your actions and your decisions to see whether you're still on track of maintaining your purity and trying to keep yourself from the negative consequences that come with sexual impurity, and also accountability partners whereby they hold you accountable and you guys talk, that is a trusted friend or a mentor then. Yeah. So yeah, those are some of the things that you can really focus on. Focus on yourself, focus on your personal growth, ensure that you are really trying to reach your goal, and also keep hoping, you know, that eventually, you know, I guess the journey can also get lonely, hey? And it can also get doubtful, where you are wondering, well, I'm keeping myself pure, not engaging in sexual impurity, for my person, whoever they may be that is out there, but they don't seem to be coming forth. You might be, and you just never know. Maybe they are just right. Maybe it's this year that you meet them. Maybe it's next year that you meet them. Maybe who knows? But eventually, when they do come along, they will appreciate that you kept yourself for them. Maybe even if you had already engaged in sexual activities in the past, but you then decided, you know what, the consequences that come with this, the aftermath that comes with this, I'm not willing to deal with them anymore, so I'm gonna keep myself. And they will come and appreciate you, and you never know where they are, they're also keeping themselves. Yeah. And it's gonna be a beautiful thing when you do finally build your home together. You begin to realize that, you know what, I'm so glad that you kept yourself for me. You could actually tease each other about it. It's a beautiful thing. Yeah. It's a beautiful thing to say, I'm so glad that you kept yourself for me and I kept myself for you. I'm so glad that you left the what do you call it? The baggages that come with all this. And maybe you hadn't been engaging in them already, but I'm glad you took a decision to say, you know what? I'm going to be keeping myself for that one person whom I value, who has, who is compatible with me. Yeah. So sexual purity is possible. You have, but it requires self-control. It requires you to put your body under subjection. It might not be easy in the beginning, but the body also gets used. Yeah. It gets used to not engaging in sexual activity as much as you were maybe, engaging in sexual activities. And maybe you are very frequent in those things. And all of a sudden you say, what, you know what? We are moving away from this. Well, the body gets used to it. In the beginning, might not be easy, but at the end of the day, it gets used. Your body gets used to it. Yeah. And life goes on. Life becomes beautiful. You focus on other things. Yeah. You focus on other things. You won't die if you don't, if you won't have sex. Other people think, if they don't have sex, they will die. No, you won't. And especially if you maybe were living a promiscuous life as well and you want to, you've made a decision to not, engage in it anymore. But then along the way, 6 months in your journey, you went back, or maybe you just fell into this at one point and now you're feeling discouraged. I also want to encourage you that, well, I think sometimes falling is also part of the journey. There are some, of course, who will start off and make up their mind and boom, they'll just go no matter the temptations that come their way. But there are those who will fall, pick themselves up and keep on going. So don't be discouraged if you have decided that you are going to keep yourself pure sexually, to avoid the aftermaths that come with it and to enjoy the fruits that actually come with sexual purity. Well, then go ahead, you know, go ahead and do just that. And for those of you who are in marriages and you want to focus on your family, I gave that example of why I think a lot of married men actually leave their wives, end up leaving their wives. And I said, because sometimes they did also not plan it like that, but they fell in love. Now for you who loves your family and wouldn't want to do that, avoid it altogether. You know, temptation is better than cure. At the end of the day, I did say our studio line is open, right? I'm not sure if I did, but I think I did before we went for the commercial break. But our studio line is open. 083-288-401 is the number in studio. And this class is now coming to a close in about 8 minutes time. So you still have 8 minutes to actually come through and share your opinions and contributions right with us here on Life Lessons. So maybe you have a question that you want to ask, or a contribution that you want to add, or a story that you want to tell us about how you overcame or on your journey. Maybe you're still on your journey on this trying to keep yourself in sexually pure, yeah, and maybe your struggles as well, so that another person can actually learn from it. So really, that's what I really wanted us to talk about today when it comes to sexual purity. And I will put this emphasis that it is possible. Sexual purity is absolutely possible. And the aftermath, the dangers of sexual impurity are real and would want to run away from it. And for you as a teenager who's been engaging in sexual activity, I would want you to ask yourself this question. Am I ready for the consequences that may come with me engaging in sexual activity? Am I ready for it? Am I ready for those consequences? For a lot of teenagers, you depend on your mom, you depend on your parents, and sometimes, maybe it's not even your mom that's helping you. Maybe you've been taken in by an uncle, by an auntie who's busy helping you, financially and kind of like elevating the burden off from your mom. But unfortunately, you are engaging in that, and then all of a sudden, boom, you're pregnant. And now it's an extra work for your aunt. Now for some aunties, they might, of course, they'll scold you. It's normal for every mother to be disappointed when that happens to any one of their child, whether it's their biological child or the child that they are taking care of. It's normal for that. But then I would want you to reflect if the consequences have already happened. Okay, well, sorry about that. But if it haven't, then I would want you to reconsider and think about it. Yeah. Whether that's the path that you would want. And also for some, they were not able to finish their education at universities. Some were even sent as far as abroad to go to school abroad, to go and study, you know. Let's say, for instance, you're sent to go and study medicine abroad and your family supporting you. Now, all of a sudden, you got pregnant and you have to come back home. You can't continue. So this is one of the reasons why I pointed out that sexual impurity has dire consequences that can even have effects on your destiny, on your career, you know, on where you are going. You're supposed to be doing something really huge, but because of the aftermath, of the consequences, of the pleasures, of the things you indulged in, it got you somewhere really bad. Now I want to share a quick short story before I do close off. This is a story that I read of a particular guy who was very promiscuous. He slept around with everything that was called skirt, apparently. And he had a roommate, and apparently they were roommates for like 2 years, and his roommate got tired and annoyed by that particular roommate bringing in a girl every now and then. So now one time his cousin brought that particular roommate who slept around, was very promiscuous, had a girl cousin come over to their room, and she asked the roommate that, hey, it's getting late, can she just sleep here for the night and she goes tomorrow? And it was like, yeah, it's okay. And obviously they slept on the same bed, or I don't know. But then he woke up apparently in the middle of the night to the girl screaming and da 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 da. Okay, so like as in screaming, growling, because of the cousin that was sleeping together in that room where they all were. So that was the straw of it, and he moved out. He went to stay somewhere else, so they were no longer renting together. Now, all of a sudden, they were going... No, after some time, they went to a party. And at that party, there were waitresses. And so this waitress was serving them. And as the waitress was serving them, they were supposed to go back after they were done, and the friend that liked everything that was called skirt was eyeing the waitress, and they were flirting and da 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 da. So then he later told them, you know what, just go ahead without me, I'll catch up eventually. And so that's what he did. They went ahead without him. And guess what? It so happened that very evening, apparently in the middle of the night, he was now calling his friend to ask him if he has an asthma pump. And he's like, no, I don't have an asthma pump. What do you need an asthma pump for? Because for the longest time that I've lived with you, all those 2 years, I've known that you don't have asthma. And then he was like, well, this girl is breathing not fine. It seems like she's asthmatic, and apparently she forgot her pump. Oops. And so he was like, well, just take her to the nearby hospital. Now, there was no car that could actually take him and the girl to the hospital. So then that's how he slept off, hoping for the best, hoping that they slept and hoping that it will get better eventually. Lo and behold, in the morning, the girl passed away. She was dead. And the family of the girl, they opened up a case against him to say he killed our daughter. Our daughter was not asthmatic, da 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 da, blah 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 blah. And the friend now said, and that is how my friend ended up in jail. And as it is to this day, he is in jail because he was accused of murdering that girl or killing that girl. But what actually happened was that she had an asthma attack, blah, 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 blah. So promiscuousness, or this sexual impurities, they have consequences. Yeah. And for that friend of that guy, for him, he paid the price so dearly. Now, the one who told the friend, who told the story, ended up graduating. And of course, having probably gotten a good job and, you know, good life, while the other one ended up in jail. So this message also goes out to men, guys, and boys who are promiscuous and sleeping around with everything that's called skirt, that be careful out there. Be very careful out there. You never know. You might one day just pick up a ghost. That's just what I think. Yeah, so, yeah. And I hope I've done justice to this topic. I hope I've exhausted it well enough. Yeah. Well, we've now come to the conclusion of our episode of sexual purity in a wicked and perverse world. Do stay tuned for other programs, and I'll see you again next Saturday for yet another interesting topic. Yeah. From Indafa Happy Juju, it is goodbye. Have yourself a wonderful night. Ciao, ciao.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.